which gets us to the consent agenda, item number 122.
Item 122, grant a temporary revocable permit to New Singular Wireless PCS LLC for wireless communication services in the city.
Colleagues, this ordinance is the result of resolution number 37405, which the city council previously... Commissioner Fish.
I'm sorry. My guess is that this item is going to take some time. There's some public interest in this. I think we're going to be setting aside some time. We have, if I could just seek the indulgence of my colleagues, we have another item that was pulled 127 for which we've tied up all morning, the city's forester. And I would just wonder if we could take 127 out of sequence, adopt the substitute, and just that's all the work we have to do today.
Without objection.
Actually, this staff has been waiting all morning as well.
My matter will take 10 seconds.
Let's take care of 127, and then we can at least excuse them. She's going to be sticking around for a while. Read 127, please.
127, establish an interim compensation rate for the revised tree inspector classification and create a new represented classification of tree inspector senior and establish an interim compensation rate for this classification.
So, folks, I've handed out the ordinance with the revision. This gives us a little extra time to work out the details. This is a very straightforward matter. It has a broad support, and I'm seeking to offer this as a substitute.
Is that an amendment? I only have it as an amendment, and I don't have it. What it is?
I'm sorry, you don't have the paperwork?
Nope.
It just changes the timeline for working out a classification issue with labor.
No, right, this is just an amendment. It's not a substitute. It's an amendment.
It's just an amendment.
Yes,
it's an amendment. It's non-controversial, and I move the amendment.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Yeah, clarifying question. Does that mean then that in the directions that the money, that all the directions are implemented or not implemented? They're going to be coming back with a different set of numbers in November?
Commissioner, I'm Nicole Wiener-Ide from the Bureau of Human Resources, and all the amendment does is change the effective date of the classifications of the new classification and the compensation change.
And why is that?
To give us more time to implement the changes.
What implementation is necessary?
I can speak to that, Commissioner. Jen Cairo, City Forester. The types of changes we're making are things like updating standard operating procedures, trainings, manuals that we have to update in order to switch roles for some staff.
So I have a question. Were you?
I'm just that it's a long time till November.
It will probably take place before then, but it will take place no later than November.
Right.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. So will the employees that are impacted by this will their pay be impacted over the 6 months it's going to take us to do the other stuff that you're going to do?
My understanding is their new duties will not be given to them until it is effective, at which case their pay will also be changed.
So then the effective date in the directions needs to be changed as well because it says effective February 13th.
Do you see where that is?
Yes.
So just as legal counsel, just want to note it occurs in all three of the directives. So I would like clarification as to whether all three directives need to have the new date as well.
I think so maybe I misspoke. This was on consent, and we didn't hear from any council office of any concerns. The transition of switching out one group of employees for another is going to take a little longer for us to affect. The other terms and conditions have been agreed to. The transition is going to take longer, and that's why we're seeking the additional flexibility to work out those details. And this has been discussed with our labor partners, and this reflects the realities of doing a big lift in terms of having one group of employees take over the work of another group of employees, and we want to get it right.
So maybe a friendly amendment, Commissioner, that in each of the three directives, A, B, and C, change effective February 13th, 2011, to no later than November 1st, 2019.
I think we can, yes, we'll accept that as a friendly amendment. Thank you.
Very good. Any further discussion on the amendment? Call the roll on the amendment, please.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment's adopted.
This goes to a second reading.
That's correct. Is there any testimony, though, on this item?
It's a pulled item. I don't have any sign-up sheet.
Anybody want to testify on this?
Yeah, this one I don't. Right.
Seeing none, this is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading as amended. Thank you. Back to item.